Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Danny Morejon. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Harvey Haddix. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Harvey Haddix. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Morejon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morejon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Gorrell. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Morejon moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a fly ball towards center. Thompson catches it and throws to third to double up Morejon. Temple tags and scores. Robinson tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Reds. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Phillips covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Reds, 1, Cubs, 1. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Burgess moves to second. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is hit by the pitch. Taylor Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Temple. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Temple steals second. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon is 0-for-1 in the game. Morajon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Temple moves to third. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Temple scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant is 0-for-1 in the game. Wysenant hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dropo moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dropo scores. Wysenant moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Phillips. Wysenant moves to third. Hoke moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Wysenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMillan moves to second. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-1 in the game. Haddix hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to third. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McMillan scores. It's 4-1, Reds. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Temple moves to second. Danny Morajon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morajon is 0-for-2 in the game. Morajon takes first base on ball 4. Temple moves to third. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. Morin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wisenant strikes out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Haddix, and towards Temple, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Neiman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Reds. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0-for-2 in the game. Haddix hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Gorrell hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haddix fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell pinch hits for Danny Morajon. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Bell now playing center field. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Wison and settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. DeFondi pinch runs for Walt Dropo. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wisenant strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Fondi moves to second. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Neiman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Haddix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haddix is 0 for 3 in the game. Haddix strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Temple strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark pinch hits for Johnny Gorrell. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Dark reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walls moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bell. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Walls scores. Banks goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.